Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 11, Svayambhuva Manu advises Dhruva Maharaj. Text number 6.
Tanhanyamanan abhiviksya guyakan anagasaschitra rathena bhurishah autanapadim Kripaya pitamaho manur jagado pagata saharshibhi tanhanyamanan abhiviksha guyakan anagashashchitra rathena bhurisha autanapadin kripaya pitamaho Manur jagado pagata saharshibhi tanhanyamanan abhiviksha guhyakan anagasaschitra rathena bhurishah autanapadin kripaya pitamaho Manur jagado pagatah saharshibhi.
Word for word equivalents. Tan, those yakshas.
Hanyamanan,
being killed. Abhiviksha, seeing. Guhyakan, the yakshas. Anagasaha, offenseless. Chitraratena, by Dhruva Maharaj, who had a beautiful chariot. Gurishaha, greatly. Autanapadim, unto the son of Uttanapad. Kripaya, out of mercy. Pitamaha, the grandfather. Manuhu, Svayam Bhuva Manu. Jagada, correction. Jagada gave instructions. Upagata approached. Saha Rishibhihi, with great sages. Translation. When Svayam Bhuva Manu saw that his grandson Dhruva Maharaj was killing so many of the yakshas who were not actually offenders, out of his great compassion he approached Dhruva with great sages to give him good instructions. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Dhruva Maharaj attacked Alaka Puri, the city of the yakshas, because his brother was killed by one of them. Actually, only one of the citizens, not all of them, was guilty of killing his brother, Uttama. Dhruva Maharaj, of course, took a very serious step when his brother was killed by the yakshas. War was declared, and the fighting was going on. This sometimes happens in present days also, for one man's fault. A whole state is sometimes attacked. This kind of wholesale attack is not approved by Manu, the father and lawgiver of the human race. He therefore wanted to stop his grandson Dhruva from continuing to kill the Yaksha citizens who were not offenders. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunatanvitam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Paran Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindha Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Tanhanyamanan abhiviksya guyakan anagashaschitra ratena bhurisha autana padin kripaya pitamaho manur jagada pagata saharshibhi. The yakshas being killed by Dhruva Maharaj were anaga, they were sinless. They had not been the ones to kill Dhruva Maharaj's brother. And yet, because of their relationship to the offender, they were being attacked by Dhruva Maharaj. Bodily connection, or rather viewing something from the bodily connection, is not approved by Dhruva Maharaj's grandfather, Swayambhuva Manu. Dhruva's vision was that because they're in the same species, the same race as the offender, therefore they are also offenders and they should be punished. Swayambhuva Manu wants Dhruva Maharaj to be a proper representative of the line of Manu. We have to be free from thinking that I am my body and from viewing others in the same way. This vision is based on false ego. We've received this body so that we can try to enjoy independently of God. And when we see myself, if I see that I'm going to enjoy this world, then I see others as my competition. In this way, there is conflict between one person and another, all based on the basic misconception that I am this body. So the yogis, the devotees, bhakti yogis, they abandon attachment to the body. They act with the body. They act with the mind, with the intelligence, even with the senses, but for the purpose of purification. It's not that we become inactive. Real renunciation means that you link with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because my relationship is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, what I'm to renounce is not my actions, it's not my mind, it's not my intelligence, it's not my even my identity. But I should realize that my identity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and I should renounce the misconception that I'm independent. This is only possible on the spiritual platform. Swayambhuva Manu, being the father of mankind, wants that his representative, Dhruva Maharaj, will become free from this bodily identification, which is the source of conflict, all the suffering in this world. A king has to be an exemplary leader. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. So if the king is in miserable condition, mamaivamsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, if the king is suffering, prakritishtani karshati, if he's struggling hard with the mind and the six senses being situated in the modes of material nature, then naturally his citizens will also suffer. So it's essential that those in leadership roles must be able to free those their dependents from the cycle of birth and death. Swayambhuva Manu wanted his son, his grandson, Dhruva Maharaj, to be a great leader. But a great leader needs more than physical strength. Dhruva was certainly capable of destroying his enemies, He needs more than even mental discipline. Dhruva Maharaj had demonstrated that he was certainly capable of sense control. Controlling his mind and senses, which he had to do so much austerity in order to reach the Supreme Lord. But he needed to see that Dhruva Maharaj could act on the spiritual platform. This is the responsibility of good government. So Lord Krishna says that yadyad acharati sreshtas tattarivataro jana sayat pramanam kurute lokas tanun vartate. Whatever action a great man performs, the common men follow. Whatever example he sets, all the world pursues. Sayat pramanam kurute. The type of activity he performs, the type of authority which he accepts, that will be followed by everyone. We're very popularity-minded in this society. In school, it's a popularity contest for who can be the most famous, the most, or even the most infamous student. But in any case, everyone wants the attention, wants all the attention. And when they grow up, that attitude turns into a political movement called democracy, where one man is elected by all the popular votes. The whole idea is that Krishna wants his devotees to be ideal persons so that ordinary people can follow. No matter who the leader is, if the leader is ideal, the followers will also become perfect followers. As disciples, we have a perfect leader. Srila Prabhupada is a perfect leader. We have his perfect disciples also, who are leading us. Even Krishna himself leads by example. Supreme Personality of Godhead has no need to perform any activities, but he descends to this world for the sake of enlightening others and how to properly behave and what is the nature of this world. He gives practical example of how to behave, and he gives philosophical explanation of reality, everything. He gives the sweetest pastimes. So from a physical point of view, a mental and an emotional point of view, Krishna is giving us complete system of how to perfect our life. Therefore, simply by chanting Krishna's holy names, Yajivagre nama tubhyam aho bata swapacho tugaryan Yajivagre nama tubhyam. Any person, even swapachata, even a dog eater, anyone, aho bata swapacho tugaryan Yajivagre nama tubhyam. Any person who chants the holy name, he's a glorious person. People generally want opulences. Krishna has all opulences. Strength, beauty, knowledge, fame, wealth, renunciation. People have different amounts of money, but Krishna has all the money. So when Krishna is present, he demonstrates how he can have 16,108 wives. He's attracting our minds to take complete shelter of him. In the beginning, it may be very difficult for us to accept that Krishna has these opulences, that Krishna is even real. Because our minds are polluted. We can't see clearly Supreme Personality of God. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santasaraiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yangshama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam. If we're going to see that form of Krishna in the heart, then we need to have our eyes smeared with the ointment of love of Krishna. And someone might ask, how can you love him if you've never seen him? That is possible by the mercy of the spiritual master. Because he sees Krishna at every minute. Therefore, we are able to experience Krishna when we are around him. If you've never met the king, but one day you meet the queen, then you can feel, you can experience what this king is like. Therefore, the leaders have to be very ideal. If the leader becomes perfect, then just like Maharaj Yudhishthir or Lord Ram, they took personal responsibility. If any one person in the kingdom was righteously unhappy, if a father died before, or if a father lived to see his son die, then he could take up the concern with the king directly, because the king was taking that accountable position for the welfare of his citizens. If there was too much heat or too much cold, we can't understand the kind of accountability that the kings held themselves to. And as a result, because the king was a pure devotee of Krishna, all the citizens also became pure. But if the king is the king, the president, the head of a family, the head of a business, we have to understand this applies to all leadership roles. If that leader is a sinful, exploiting cheater, then you can't expect anything else to proceed from his rule. If you squeeze an orange, you get orange juice. But if you squeeze a garbage bag, you get garbage water. This applies to us as representatives of our guru, representatives of Srila Prabhupada. Because we don't have to preach to each and every person. But if we can serve one leader of society and actually benefit him in a spiritually profound way, then that person will have the ability to serve all of humankind. Much more than any one of us with our insignificant sphere of influence. This is the purpose of Madhyamadhikari. And Uttamadhikari can benefit the whole world from any position, anywhere. But a Madhyamadhikari understands that due to his own limited influence, he has to interact with different kinds of people in different ways. If he's able to make a friendship or can't give some counsel to a man who's very influential, to a woman who's very influential, then that person will share Krishna consciousness much more effectively than any one-on-one encounter that we may be able to hope for. Because we don't have the opulences that they have. Srila Prabhupada said, I am not a scientist, but I am the guru of scientists. That's the role that Srila Prabhupada expects us to assist him in. Everyone is looking for the same thing. Love. Love is expressed through friendship, through service. We become convinced. We become convinced that I'm better than someone else for any reason. Then even if we have better knowledge, we won't be able to assist that person because we'll be proud. But if we can start on the right foot of humility, earn the trust of each person we meet, then Krishna will see that this person is sincerely trying to assist me in spreading Krishna consciousness in the only way that it will ever be possible, and that's through heartfelt connections from one person to another. Krishna is pleased with our attempts to spread Krishna consciousness, then he gives us more opportunity to do that service. Yayatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. Even if we're not perfectly capable of doing it ourselves, at the very least, we can try to connect those devotees who are qualified with love, those devotees who are the abode of humility. We can connect those devotees with influential people. See? Setting up preaching programs for pure devotees. We have to somehow expose influential people to pure devotees. This tactic will give Srila Prabhupada the greatest pleasure. If we are not ourselves pure, then we should expose influential people to those who are pure. And if it's not at all possible, then we have to at least try. How do we become pure? By chanting Hare Krishna attentively. Japa Kirtan. It's a simple method. We become the agent for the holy name. That makes our life successful, and it gives us the tools by which we can serve others. There's no other way. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam. Kalao Nasdeva, 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 Gatir Nyata. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.